This is the Robin Ross Recap.
And within our midst, we have an absolute legend. Ek het nie geweet, jy het eers ons adres onthou nie, Mark Lottering. It's been a long time since we've seen you.
Google Maps.
Ek meen maar.
Ja.
Ek meen maar.
Mark, it is so good to have you back on Jacaranda FM. And
okay.
So good, this is the eerste keer wat jy op the drive with Robin Ross is.
Het is die eerste
keer. So baie welkom.
Baie, baie dankie. And what a way to meet you downstairs earlier. Maar gaan ons nie daaroor chat
nie. Ons gaan nie daaroor chat
nie. Compromising.
Your hands were full.
My hands were very full,
yes.
And I did make sure to wash them afterwards before I hugged you. What brings you to Joburg? Want jy is mos 'n Kaapenaar, deur en deur.
Ek is 'n Kaapenaar. Ek was hierdie naweek was ek hier vir 'n 50th birthday. And you know, on the way to the party in die Uber, I said to myself, it's not your birthday, Mark. So this weekend, let's pull up the handbrake. No, honestly. Ik zei dit nogal in die Uber. I might have prayed even. Let's pull up the handbrake. En moet nie vir jou uitgaan nie. And after all, we're now in Joburg. And it's one of... You know how Joburgers go all out and do things they can't really afford to do. So it's at one of these posh places in Rosebank.
And no, this is true.
Amalus Carrara and Kajaja and Kawawa and Karistana.
But the only difference, Mark, is in Cape Town, you don't have to go to a fancy place to not be able to afford it.
You exactly.
True story.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I thank you. And
wow.
I thank you.
You arrived from home like this. So you choose violence. I just said hello.
Yes.
And next thing I knew, they made this mistake where I knew things were just going to go my way or not. To say hello, it being Joburg, it's an open bar. People, you don't know who you're dealing with now. I went to the toilet to pray again. But I've got this thing for tequila gold. En toe ek weer kyk, toe speel hulle Who Was The Boss. And I mean, toe sê ek op die vloek.
Toe sê die einde.
And then it was the beginning of the end. I had a great time. And my show is at the Lyric Theatre on the 13th of June. Mm-hmm. But you guys kindly said, well, since you're in town, come and have a little chat. So that's why I'm here. So I thought, well, let me stay an extra day to talk to you.
No, that's amazing. And we're very, very happy about that. Ankle Tap.
I want to know about the name of the show. So, is it a typo or is the show called Ankle Mark? And or did I inspire it at all?
You're not just an inspiration to me. All the comedians are talking about you and what a great inspiration you are. You are our Oprah. And, you know, when I sat at home coming up with the title and I looked at all the framed pictures that I have of you mm-hmm. in my house,
yes.
I thought, you know, Ankle Mark, because it's all about, I ended up in a moon boot.
Yes.
At the beginning of this year.
Because Jay is most now quiet at the gym. We can see all of the updates.
But
on
I believe you are
media.
As well.
Amper money stamper, you know. We're getting there. We're getting there.
I think gym is supposed to be a place of enjoyment. I have serious issues with people who swing those kettlebells as though their lives depend on it. And I think, it's supposed to make you happy.
Mm.
You know, to feel good makes you happy. So I go to gym and I know that I don't intend for it to happen, but I set the bar very high.
Yes.
Because I look good and I do the exercises the way that they're meant to be done.
Yes.
And I can feel when people look at me, they feel, you know, they feel a little bit challenged. But it's not my intention.
To be so quiet.
It's not my intention to be so quiet, but it's just some of us have been created to be above average. And ek wil nie so wees, ek wil ook soos julle wees. No, it's terrible to be perfect. But so I enjoy feeling great when I go to gym. And then when I was in that moon boot, I still went to gym. So the show, my friend, is all about how I ended up in that moon boot. And the Ankle Mark was a play on... I did a show a while back called Ankle Mark.
Yes.
And my problem with that was how people suddenly, and there are many people listening to us who will tell you, and in my age category, hey, verwacht die mens moet vir jou sê, Ankle, het gebeur net een dag.
Uit
die blote. And I was in a club, I won't forget when I started writing Ankle Mark, and I saw somebody who looked really good, and I saw the person was drinking whiskey. I bought a whiskey and sent it over. And then I went over to the person, and I said, well, you know, the whiskey's from me. And the person looked at me and said, oh, ek moet 'n foto vat van oom, want my ma en my pa is oom se grootste fans. And And I thought, well, you know, and I took the whiskey back and I thought, well, you had saved some of your money, your patch, and your ale whiskey cook. So it's a play on that as well. Mm. But the ankle is the story about how I got into the moon boot.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. It is just after 25 to 5. And Mark Lottering is gayering here with us. And we said earlier that you could send us a message if you wanted to chat to him about anything or, you know, just give him a bit of a blame pie here and there. We got a message from Annie. And Mark, you can altijd die mense kry, né? Hi, Uncle Mark. You are such a gil. I absolutely love you. How about free tickets, man, for a real uncle, Henny?
Wow, Henny, that message started off so well.
It did.
It did. But people always ask for free tickets, and it's like, this is my job, actually.
Yeah, we were chatting about it off air with my favorite one. Henny, by the way, do you have Henny's number?
I do have
Henny's
number.
Yeah, we'll give Henny two tickets. He was available Saturday the 13th. Of course, we do
the
that.
The Lyric Theatre.
Because I'm just a vessel. But Mensa WhatsApp for me and they say, my brew. And I can even, I can smell the alcohol through the WhatsApp, right? Because you were a bri with my five chomies now already. I know you're trying to impress your chomies.
Yes.
Net five fun os. We won tickets for the show. Maar ons sal betaal. Just, nou ek dink all that time when you've been a Kanjima Sal Club web tickets gewees.
Gaan het. Maar hoekom wil jy nou vir my actually sê? You know, ek gaan betaal om na jou show toe te kom.
So, I think
no, but the thing is, I'm trying to show my friends that I have Mark Lottering's number. Exactly. And I'm getting the tickets directly from him.
And you must respond as well with a voice note.
Yeah. Or a video call.
So, you know, and I said, in this show, in Uncle Mark, I actually talk about the fact that, you know, comedians, and I think a lot of artists, they phone calls where people say, we don't have money, it's for a good cause, but please come and it's at the convention center. You know, we don't have money, but a lot of people are going to see you. It's exposure. Nou sê ek, ek wil eendag uit gaan eat. Nou, as hulle kom met my bill, nou my burger klaar is, I want to just wave my phone so over the machine with photos of my gig. Betaal ek so met exposure.
It's fact. It's so true.
It's true. But I think, you know, if you can help people, and especially because I'm a comedian, the world is so messed up at the moment. If people can feel good by what we do and you're able to do good, then I do it. That's why I will never be as wealthy as I want to be. Hey, I should have been living like
Landadno.
But like not renting, man. Which ek het gebly
en renting Cape Town is exactly what we're talking about.
Kekie worry. Ek het gebly vir 20 jaar op die Atlantic Seaboard.
Yes.
And then we lived in Camps Bay and was playing in Clifton. We took photos and the family would come. Because that I loved, because I have my family from the Cape Flats coming. Okay, occasionally they were cousins who weren't really cousins, but still. Now photos, photos of them at sunset, and you just say hashtag sunset, hashtag Clifton.
Hashtag we, blessed.
Hashtag blessed. We never ever said hashtag renting.
No. Hashtag.
My Jay Whitman,
look at God.
Look at God. And God kijk terug en sê, as jou hy sê. Die engele skree. Hallo, my bro.
No title deed, and hashtag. Then,
yeah. So now we moved for 4 years. We've been living in Woodstock. And we eventually, because God spoke to us. And then, you know, and it's humbling because the estate agent tells you, Vaja actually be worth terms on your budget. And we were taken to Woodstock. Okay, when I say Woodstock, it's Upper Woodstock. Okay, when I say Upper, it's University Estate. It's Upper, but nog altijd, but we play by a liquor. And I love Woodstock. And the ex KPs or whoever listening will know it's a liquor vibe up there. But I think you want to get to a stage of your life, the closer you get to your SASSA card, you also want to stop renting because who you're fooling.
Yes.
But the point is, why we brought that topic up, ik wil nog een dag, I still believe I want to be on that side and I want to own something, you know. So, yes, we love the charity. Yes, we love exposure. but also, Henny, I'm going to give you the two tickets, maar jy moet ook wit. You know, die day twee koms wat ek nou vir jou gee, gaat ek nou nog een paar jaar moet bly in die Woodstock. But it's fine. It's fine, Henny. Just so for you. But Henny must be available Saturday the 13th.
No.
And it's 7:30 Lyric Theatre.
7:30 Lyric Theatre. It's Uncle Mark. It's not suitable for children. Please,
I only say that because occasionally there's just a word or two that creeps in. That's the only reason. Ja, iemand het vir my gister op DM en gesê, hoekom kan my kinders nie kom? En I said, I already told you, he said 17. I said, no. It's literally 16. I'm just more comfortable with parents allowing 16-year-olds to be there, but we don't anyone do to feel awkward. But that's the only reason. That's niks explosive-y. I don't do a striptease. I don't, you know, yet.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mark, on The Drive with Rob and Roz. You can get your tickets for Ankle Mark at Web Tickets, please. Ostuni Charity.
Yes, we're trying to get him out of good stock.